From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Mike Goodwin reports in the Times Union that Albany County announced another COVID-19 death October 12th, the sixth day in a row that the virus took the life of a resident there. So far, 413 people have died from coronavirus in Albany County. County officials did not say whether the person was vaccinated or not. Last week, Columbia County officials said that no one there who was vaccinated has died from COVID-19. Albany County Executive Daniel McCoy did say in a statement, and I quote, "The best way to protect yourselves and loved ones and stop the spread of the virus is by getting the shot if you haven't already and encouraging family and friends to do the same. And whether or not you've been vaccinated, I'm urging everyone to wear a mask while at indoor public places because we know the virus can spread among those who have gotten the shot," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Sam Rowdens reports for Columbia Green Media that two candidates for Hudson's Common Council have dropped out but are still on the ballot, while two other candidates have initiated write-in campaigns for the seats. First Ward alderperson candidate Gary Pernhagen said July 2nd he has taken another job that precludes him from serving. And in the Third Ward, Calvin Lewis recently accepted the assistant director position with Hudson's Youth Department and declined to run for Common Council. Margaret Morris is attempting a write-in campaign for the First Ward seat, and Saoirse Mazan is attempting a write-in campaign for the Third Ward seat. All four are Democrats, and Lewis will also appear on the Working Families line on the ballot. The deadline to change the ballot is 4 days after the final day to file petitions to appear in late March. The Hudson Democratic Committee posted on Facebook, and I quote, "It's too late to change the ballots, so if elected, the council will appoint representatives of its choosing in January when their term begins," end quote. The voting begins on October 23rd and continues through November 2nd. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Spectrum News reports that the final day to request an absentee ballot in this fall's election is October 18th. Voters should call their County Board of Elections to request a ballot if they do not want to vote in person. COVID-19 is still an acceptable reason to request an absentee ballot. Voting begins October 23rd and ends November 2nd. Registered voters can also apply for an absentee ballot in person at local boards of election up until 5 p.m. on Monday, November 1st. Read more about this story at Spectrum News. Former WGXC programmer Nancy Marin died in a car accident in Windom October 3rd. Porcupine Soup reports that Marin, 63, and Cameron Marin, 36, and from Durham, were killed in a head-on crash when their car crossed into the eastbound lane on Route 23 and hit a truck driven by Sean Smith, 34, of Aslin. Smith was taken to Albany Medical Center in a helicopter with injuries to his right leg. Marin hosted the Social Graces Etiquette Show on WGXC in 2014 and 2015 and was a certified etiquette instructor.
This is WGXC 90.7 from the Hudson Studio in New York. I'm Nancy Marin, your host for the Social Graces Program. The Social Graces Program covers all things pertaining to etiquette, manners, and protocol.
Marin wrote on the WGXC webpage for her story, and I quote, "I received my training in Atlanta, Georgia. I had my own business in Orange County. My shop was on Main Street in Cornwall, New York. I taught from ages 5 to 95. I taught many students from McQuaid's, Brownie Troops, judges, and their families. I offered private and group lessons. Most classes were in my shop, although on the last lesson, we would go out to a nice restaurant for a formal dinner," end quote. There is a service for her passing October 16th in Cornwallville. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.